at one point, and I talked to you, you said something about Soulja Boy rapping.
Who?
Soulja Boy.
Soulja.
Ice, you're funny. You're funny.
Do you think that there is an age limit on rap? Because, you know, the media seems to be so youth-generated.
I believe that the youth will always be in the eye of the storm, and mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I say the age, you know, wait, 15 to 30. You know, that's really the main focal point of hip-hop, and it'll always be because that is a youth movement.
Right.
Cats my age, we had our moment. You know, me, Ice Cube, LL, we were right there, dead in the center, and we were on the cover of every magazine, and that's all love. And it's time for the youngsters to get a chance to shine, too. You dig?
But does that mean that, you know, cats like you and the LLs have to stop making records?
We don't necessarily need to expect to be on the radio, you know?
I got you. That's, I feel you. That's real talk.
But that doesn't mean that we can't rap. That just means that maybe we not basically in that zone that the focus is on. You feel me?
Right.
It's kind of like, look at it like jazz. Miles Davis, at the end of his career, he still could outplay most of the cats.
Right.
You dig?
Right.
Hip-hop is a very competitive art form. Mm-hmm. And once you step in the booth, you can be critiqued. You can be, they got a word in hip-hop, which is whack, and you can get called that. I got called whack my whole career. People didn't like me, and that just added the fuel to the fire for me. You feel me?
That's right.
Made me want to get better.
Ice Cube, just one.
Ice T.
I tripped out.
There you go.
Come on.
Hey, you're welcome to call me whack right now.
Now, you know what? Ice Cube gets called Ice T all day, so I got a rhyme where I say every down the street somebody calls me Cube. I tell him that's my loved one, but it's Ice T, dude.
Hey, man, you're one of my favorite rappers, especially I go back to the cover. What were you thinking when you put your Darlene on the cover?
I mean, you know.
I mean, I was a kid, and I loved it.
Covers were really important, you know, because people went to the record store, and they would buy your album based on what your cover looked like. And I was the first person to put my girl on the cover back in the day, and I did Ryan Pace.
I sure had it sitting up in my house.
But I've always kept my female in the front. You know, everybody knows Coco, because I believe if you really with that woman, that's part of you. If I was dating a bunch of chicks, I wouldn't put no chicks on the cover. But if I'm riding with a particular female, well then, you know, we doing the Bonnie and Clyde thing. She's holding me down, so she needs to be represented. I just was fortunate to always have somebody that was nice to look at on the cover.
Hey, Ice, it's your boy JQ the Pimperelli. We're going to see a season 3 of Ice Loves Coco.
Right now, we're in limbo. Of course, they want us to do a season 3. The show was a tremendous hit, one of the first positive realities. You know, like, our show is like the polar opposite of Basketball Wives, you know?
You done taught me and some of my colleagues a lot about marriage and relationships. You know, I appreciate that you keeping it real on the show.
Hey, man, all you got to do is sit back, play a little Xbox, ask for a sandwich now and then.
Yeah.
And tell her don't burn down the house. You know, just have fun.
And then, you know, taking it back to the season where, you know, you and Coco renewed your vows. You know, you let it known that OG pimps, they can't get emotional and shed some emotion, a tear or two, man. You know, that was real. That was real right there.
Hey, you know, Kenny Ivey taught me, man, one damn pimp is worth 10 funky hoes, man. You know?
Oh.
When you find that true, all players are looking for a true. Even though, you know, whether you pimping or whatever, you looking for a true.
A true.
Hold up, man. Don't be putting that pimp talk on the radio now, T.
When I first met Coco, right, I introduced her to Bishop Don Magic Wand. Bishop took one look at Coco and said, put a ring on that player.
Are you crazy?
Real talk.
Hey, Ice-T, what about the phone? You really just got one phone? I saw that episode where, you know, y'all only have one phone. Is that true?
I don't really like talking on the phone, man. I'm old school gangster. I don't really like talking on the phone. My boy's in the penitentiary from the phone. I'm the kind of cat that I don't like being I don't like to be reached. You feel me? So I'm going to reach you. So I prefer really the old school answer machines at home where people will call you. Then at the end of the day, you'd listen to all the messages and determine who you wanted to talk to. Coco got a phone. You want to talk to me, call her. She'll tell me, yo, you know, bullet call. And I say, yeah, all right, I get at him.
Ice-T is who we talking to, y'all. Something from Nothing, The Art of Rap, opens in theaters June 15th. Go ahead, Pimp Rally.
Hey, man, one question for you. What's the latest on Law & Order SVU? Are y'all going to come back for another season? What's the deal?
We got picked up for the 14th season.
Yeah.
You dig?
Damn.
I mean, who would have thought I'd be on TV playing the police for 14 years, you know?
Nobody. Nobody.
I'm going to get in where I fit in, you dig? And I started doing New York Undercover with Dick Wolf. This is my fifth show with the dude. My first acting role, I played the police in New Jack City.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my favorite movies
from the
90s.
I mean, people got, you know, the corny squares. They, oh, well, you the rich, you the gangster, you play the police. I'm like, shut up. You know, Pac played the police. This is acting, you dumb fool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no cop, dummy. Actor. If you dumb enough to think I'm a cop, then you're never going to have no money.
When you did the cop, you know, you went to rock band, how was it after y'all did that song? Because y'all were under a lot of scrutiny.
Still hate me today, player. The police hate me. That was pre-Rodney King, and it was a protest record, a way of us saying, man, what if somebody took off on y'all? How would you feel? And they was hot. I haven't lived that down. I was a real live career criminal. I never hated the police. To me, the police were the opponent. I just thought I could outdo them. I didn't hate them. I knew you ain't supposed to be robbing no banks. I knew that, you know? But a real criminal, when you get busted, you could take a pinch. You cuff up. You like, well, all right, y'all caught me. All right, whatever. Now let's do some Law and Order. You're going to meet my attorney. We'll see how that work out. You dig? But, you know, I never hated them. I'm not angry with them. And in Cop Killer, we just, you know, we created a scenario where a guy went after them. They say those who say don't know and those who know don't say, man. I just been a hustler, man, trying to get in where I fit in. You know, I started rapping that work. Acting came along. I put my best foot forward. Now I'm trying to direct, you know, a film. I did Ice of Coco, because you should see it ain't all that flossing. It's just a real relationship, you know, trying to move. And by now, man, people needed to, you know, understand Ice-T in full.
New Jack City, one of my favorite movies, always should have been a part two. Do you think it's going to ever happen?
New Jack City fell off because of Cop Killer. When Cop Killer came out, I got blackballed for a while. Nobody wanted to touch me. Source Magazine, everybody left me. You know, I don't know if they'll ever do another New Jack City. Hopefully, if this movie does well, it'll open the door for more urban films, you know, because regardless, this is a black movie that I did. If you check the reviews, tell everybody to go to the website, theartofrap.com, see the trailer, see who's in the movie. You know, June 15th, go to the theater, support it. I promise you'll love it. I promise that.
Well, Ice-T, good luck on the movie, brother. Something from Nothing, The Art of Rap, theaters, June 15th. Y'all make sure you go see it. Once again, Ice-T, thanks for calling the show, man. We appreciate you, brother.
Hey, y'all fun, man. Y'all woke me up. This is my first call this morning.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate it, T. When you get to town, man, come hang with us sometime.